Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk what you want to talk about. Now, this show is going to go up later than Friday because I posted on my personal Facebook and a couple of groups and things that if anybody out there wants to come on the show and talk about the Patriots and try to defend the Patriots and everything, they are more than welcome to. I would love to have them. Because, yeah, honestly, I just want to know. Like, I'm down for some education. Nobody stepped up. Nobody said, yeah, I'll be on the show. So before we go any further, if you are a Patriots fan, I honestly would like to know, especially if you don't live in the New England area. Just hit us up on an email, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. We may try and do an after Super Bowl show or something, because we already have an Eagles fan lined up. But that being said, all week, I just couldn't do a show about the Patriots and Tom Brady. So we talked about GOATs, because people say Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, G-O-A-T. And no, I'd rather talk about actual Billy Goats than him. And so today, instead of talking about GOATs, we'll actually talk a little bit of football. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples as to why Tom Brady and the Patriots aren't the best. When I say the best, I mean, I don't mean just paper stats. I mean, overall, like, as human beings, and we'll get into some stats and things as well. But when I say human beings, you look at the controversy their team has had. You go back to 2015, the 2014-2015 season, where they were accused and found guilty of deflating footballs before and during their games. And they would go on to win the Super Bowl that year after having a really great season. And, the Colts were really the ones that called them out on it when they played in the championship game that year, the AFC championship. And their manager and some people were like, hey, these are kind of messed up. And at halftime, they took them back, and sure enough, 11 of the 12 balls for the Patriots were under the minimum allowed. One of them as much as 2 pounds per square inch. So, if you don't know, which I didn't, and I imagine most people don't, the pressure of a football in an NFL game has to be between 12.5 and 13.5 PSI, pounds per square inch. And if it's deflated, it makes it supposedly a little easier to throw, grip, catch, everything like that. And so it definitely gives the team an advantage. Now, I will say, so the score was 17-7 at the half with New England winning. They were going on to win 45-7. So when they got all the balls back up and stuff in the second half, it didn't make much difference. But you have to wonder, how many times they did it that season. Because even, the Baltimore Ravens and a few other teams were like, hey, these balls seem a little strange. Don't know what's going on with them. And so an investigation went down. And they determined that, yeah, hey, they are deflating balls. And they are not following the rules. And they slapped Tom Brady because he was, calling it ridiculous and everything. They slapped him with a 4-game suspension. And instead of just saying, okay, Mr. Kmet, now we're not going to get into Roger Goodell and his ability to be a commissioner, but at the end of the day, he's still the commissioner. Instead of saying, okay, well, I'm going to serve that, he fought it, and it held up, and then he took it outside the NFL to the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. And they were like, no, it just kept getting reversed and reversed and reversed. And finally, it wasn't until the 2016 season, because he was supposed to be suspended for the 2015 season for 4 games, but due to all his hem-hawing and everything, it wasn't until the 2016 season that he actually served that 4-game suspension. It's one of those things, if you do the crime, do the time, man. But he just kept on fighting it and wouldn't, I don't know. I get frustrated thinking about it. And then also, if you go back a few more years, if you go back to 2007, and this one I think is a bigger bad thing, was Spygate. This is where the NFL caught the Patriots, like literally red-handed caught. It wasn't a, oh, maybe science, PSI stuff can happen. No, they caught them filming other teams, defensive coaches, like from places and at times that you're not allowed to. And Belichick just said the old Dave Chappelle, the, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And the NFL, I guess, chose to make an example out of him because they gave Belichick a $500,000 fine, which is not only the maximum amount that the league allows on a coach, it was also the largest fine ever imposed on a coach in the entire history. Not just like modern era, like ever. The largest fine ever imposed on a coach. And they also fined the Patriots $250,000 and took away their 2008 first-round draft pick. You know, they really brought the hammer down. And they were accused of filming the Rams, the Jets, and a lot of other teams, to the point where their media, not their media guy, their a video assistant for him, he was fired back in 2002, came out, you know, this is in 2007, 2008, and said, hey, I have some dirt on them, I don't get in trouble, I'll show you everything we have. And so, but now, you know, the NFL and Goodell are like, hey, we know you did this. You need to turn in all of your tapes. And the Patriots were like, no, we're not turning it in. They threw a big fit. So the NFL actually went to their, like, their stadium to where they practice and everything and smashed, like, by hand, smashed all these tapes that they had for recording. So I can just imagine, like, the thugs of the NFL, whoever you would send in that scenario, like the mafia going in there and just breaking up a bunch of VHS tapes. In my head, it's kind of funny, but in reality, it sucks because, I mean, that's cheating. And they, yeah, they would go on, and this guy, Matt Walsh, would bring forward about half a dozen tapes from 2000, 2001, of them recording other teams and doing things. And it's just poor show, Pan. I just, you know, I don't understand why you have to cheat to do things. But they did, and they got caught. So they're not good people. But if you do want to look at the numbers and things, you go back and you look at, like, Otto Graham, who was the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns from 46 to 55. He was a 9-time All-Pro. He in the 1954, this was before the Super Bowl, the 1954 NFL title game, he had 6 touchdowns. He won 7 championships in his 10 seasons. And the 3 seasons he didn't, he lost the championship game. So, I mean, he took his team there all the time. You look at people like Peyton Manning, who is not only a great quarterback, but has a great sense of humor and is a really cool guy. He is the NFL career leader in passing yards and touchdowns. Just a genuinely nice guy. Joe Montana, who for the 49ers and the Chiefs, 3-time Super Bowl MVP. He had almost 40 300-yard games. And just the way he kept his cool and was calm and collected and wasn't a whiny little crybaby like Brady is. Frustrates me a lot. So that's just a few reasons, a handful of reasons why you should not like Tom Brady or the Patriots. Like I said, if you do like them, by all means, please let us know. And if you don't like them, hey, join the discussion, jump on Facebook and we'll talk about them. I genuinely want to know what everybody thinks and who you're rooting for. Like I said, we're on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. And not just me. Everybody on the network, including the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, our Sunday show. Although this Sunday, We're actually having a family sound show that I'm super, super excited about. All has to do with Brian Michael Bendis, and it's going to be great. I'm stoked about it. Don't forget to also check out our Tuesday, Thursday morning show, DC Animated Adventures, where we break down the DC Animated Universe one show at a time. It's just fun. Plain, simple, good times. If you want to talk to me directly about this, you want to be like, oh, Lance, you shouldn't say these things about Tom Brady, please email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I would love to hear your arguments and discussions. Please, please do. But that's going to be it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. Tune in next week when we talk all about the Eagles and not the band. And he stopped in his tracks and he said, hey, go, would you like to live with me? I got a house where they pick a truck in a place across the sea. Yeah. I said, sure, why not? I got no family. You seem like a nice guy.